I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 17th. The VA says that the VA clinic at Manatt Community Health Center on West Squantum Street in North Quincy is too hard to get to for many veterans because of the traffic congestion. The VA has introduced a plan to close that North Quincy clinic and build a new clinic in South Weymouth, which it says would be easier to get to for many veterans on the South Shore. Some lawmakers say they want to make sure that veterans have proper access to the care they need. A man tried to rob the Citizens Bank on Hancock Street in North Quincy Tuesday afternoon, but left empty-handed. Police say a masked man wearing dark clothing passed a note stating not to trigger the alarm, but the teller refused to hand over any cash, and the suspect left without incidents. He was described as a white male between 38 and 50 years old. An investigation is now underway. For the first time in its 229-year history, the Norfolk County House of Corrections in Dedham will have a female superintendent. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott has appointed Danielle Frayne to replace retiring Superintendent Michael Harris. Frayne has worked for the sheriff's office for 25 years and was named assistant superintendent of that jail just last year. Family and friends of Donald Bowes of Quincy are raising money to support his family after he was struck and killed by a car in Quincy last week. A GoFundMe drive has raised over $60,000 from more than 600 donors so far. The 58-year-old Bowes was struck and killed as he crossed Newport Avenue in North Quincy. He is survived by his wife and four children. Bowes worked as a security supervisor at Fenway Park, but was on his way to his off-season job when he was killed. That incident remains under investigation. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 17th.